Right now, it's a pleasure to welcome Scott Trout to the program, an attorney with Cordell and Cordell on this Jolie Pitt divorce. Scott, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Gary. How are you?
Good. Great to have you on, Scott. We heard one of the first things we heard after we heard about the divorce itself was that she is petitioning for sole physical custody, and now come these reports that there are allegations of that Brad Pitt is guilty of abuse and all of this. Does he have a snowball's chance in this court fight out in California? I assume it's in California.
Yeah, it is in California. You know, she's done the right job, right? It's forcing his hand to come to the table in settlement. You know, here we have two Hollywood A-listers, and if you're going to play it right, you come out swinging and bring him to the table, and that's what it's done. I mean, his first statement was denial, and let's try to resolve this outside of the media. So, you know, does he have a chance? Sure, but it certainly brought him right to the table, and whether the allegations are true or not, it's forcing his hand.
We were talking about this earlier, Scott, and it is true, I think, in most, if not all states, certainly it's true in Nebraska, or has historically been true, that all other things being equal, the mother has a home field advantage going in when it comes to custody. Is that the case in this case, do you believe?
It is. You know, unfortunately, the statistics will play out that predominantly across the country, guys are at a disadvantage when it comes to custody. And look at the stats, you'll see that they wind up with far fewer days and overnights of custody with kids. And I think this is certainly the case, especially when you bring allegations of abuse or neglect or anger issues in front or towards the children. It's going to put him behind the eight ball, and he's got an issue. And now he's left with trying to defend himself and prove these as wrong, and most likely the drug issue is going to probably come out and play out that it was truthful. He's admitted in the past he's got an issue with marijuana.
Scott Trout from Cordell and Cordell here with us here. Scott, have you ever handled a case where the parties, or at least one of the parties involved, was a high-profile celebrity?
We have. We've had a number of cases around the country where we do that, and let me tell you, it's very difficult because you're playing both their career and their children, and oftentimes they have to make a choice. And, you know, normal people will easily make the choice with the children, but now they're trying to balance their livelihood as well as their family.
Well, the reason I ask is I wonder, not being an attorney myself, I'm just looking for information here, Scott, could Brad Pitt make the case to the judge if it goes to the courtroom? Could he make the case to the judge that, look, Your Honor, the mother of our children has made disparaging comments about me in the public. This is bad for the kids. I should get custody. Would he have a leg to stand on?
Yeah, absolutely. Can disprove the allegations, certainly. I mean, that comes into play when a parent will make false allegations. I mean, let's just assume for the moment he's not using drugs. Go get a drug test, a hair follicle test, disprove it, and then the court's going to be angry that she has played it out in the media for the purposes of trying to get him to the table.
Okay. Well, this is going to be, this could be like an O.J. Simpson trial. They could put this on TV.
You know what? Everybody wants to see it. It's salacious. Everybody's interested in it. This is the one couple that everybody wants to know about.
Scott, thanks for your time.
Hey, thank you.
Appreciate you coming on. Scott Trout, Cordell and Cordell here on the Morning News.